Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Recently, our company softball team lost the big game by one run. Then Dale tried to console us with the quote, "Winning isn't everything." Dale's a loser. I play to win. Like early payout from Bet365. If my team goes up big, I get paid out instantly, even if they blow the lead later.
Sound familiar, Dale?
Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
All right, it's pick six time. Don't forget this week's winner, Sammy Hagar tickets to the Ryman Auditorium. But first, standing by our Hillside Medical Game Studios, Elijah Campbell with last week's results.
All right, last week, not a ton of ground moved by anybody except for Chase. Chase, a little bit, at least 1 point on Darren, but we'll see how he got there. LSU at Vanderbilt. LSU 6.5-point favorites at Memorial Gym. And with Shane Foster's number getting retired, Vanderbilt did it. They did it. They beat a top 25-ranked team. Vanderbilt gets the win. Points for everybody for believing in Vanderbilt after Willie's inspiring speech. Number two, Kentucky at Alabama. Alabama 3.5-point home dogs. Willie, the only one taking the road favorite with Kentucky. He gets the point there. No points for Darren and Chase. NHL All-Star Game. Will UC give up a goal? Yes for 1 point, no for two. Well, there were a lot of goals.
There were a lot of goals.
And
but he only gave up one.
But only gave up one, exactly. However, that is still a yes. So no points for Willie as he was
He did pretty well, all things considered.
He did, yeah, very well. Represented very well. But no point for Willie as he point chased. Points for Darren and Chase. All-Star Game, NHL as well. Will Roman Josi score a point? Well, he had multiple assists and a goal. So he did many a scoring on Saturday night.
And, of course, Tyreek Hill was in the mid-interview when he scored his goal, and it was a beautiful goal. And nobody was really even paying attention because Tyreek Hill was talking about, what, running a 40-yard dash against somebody in Vegas.
Wasn't talking about hockey.
Yeah.
Exactly.
he was really not paying attention to the game.
So it's points for everybody. 2 points for Willie since he top-shelfed it. Pro Bowl. A Kevin Byard interception or a Simmons or Landry sack? Yes for 2 points, no for one. Kevin Byard did indeed record an interception. No points for Darren as he said no and top shelfed it. No points for Willie as he just said no. Up 1 point, or 2 points rather, for Chase for saying yes. For believing there was going to be some defense played in the Pro Bowl. Over under 15.5 cautions during the Bush clash, there were five. So maybe the over under might have been a little too high.
Nice job, suit. That was Chase's question.
Took the over and top shelved it. So no points for Chase. 1 point for Darren and Willie as they both went with the under. So our tally for last week.
First of all, though, on that one, the suit tried to orchestrate points for himself.
He had home field advantage.
He had home field advantage. He studied it. He came up with the number.
Wasn't even close.
Wow.
Swing and a miss.
Darren and I, our instincts were to go opposite of Chase. And we thought we got suckered because Chase picked last. And he revealed
and
all this information after Darren and I.
So the suit tried to fix it. He put the fix in.
Yeah. He's like, yes, top shelf.
And he put the fix in.
And he was over. Over. Top shelf.
Too many other duties as the suit. His research just wasn't good.
How can you put the fix in and still lose?
It wasn't even close.
The suit did it.
It wasn't even close.
Oh, man.
Incredible. However, he still had a good week. Besides that, would have had a better week if he could have, you know, fixed it to where he won it. But Chase with 5 points on the week, tied with Willie for the weekly lead. Darren with only four last week. Now our results as of now. Willie, broken the century mark here. 101 points on the season. Darren's deficit dips to 10 as he has 91 so far. And then Chase, the caboose, at 79.
Wow. So you've reached the century mark.
I'm solid right now.
Darren
long way
is
to
in
go.
Second. He's in. He's nipping at your heels.
Yeah, I've been inching ahead a little bit. I got a little the swing of the top shelf this week was key.
Yes,
I got mine. Yeah. Darren missed his. That's where it swung.
Didn't even need a Dory Jackson prop this year to to gain a lead on anybody or lose it.
But the competition, we're not, it's not over yet.
And then
Coach Willie is not, he's not flying the flag yet.
Willie Scott Sondonic. I have
two banners up here in the studio, though.
And then Chase is that kid that, you know, the other kids are riding their bike fast and he's in the back. He can't keep up for some reason.
He's got a basket on the front of his bike. That's
he's riding his little brother bike, so he really
he's got a basket.
He's got the bell. He's got the bell.
He's got
on
a bell and a basket.
He can't get
one of those things you put on the handlebars.
The little streamers. Things,
He's like, guys, where are you going? Wait up!
It's hard for him to get full rotation because he's bigger than the bike.
It's a one speed. It's not. It's not a 10 speed.
He's too tall for the bike.
Ride very well. Wait up.
Can't get up the hills.
And then, of course, for Top Shelf, Darren's still the only one above 500. He's 12-11 despite losing his Top Shelf pick. Last week, Willie improves to 10-12 on the season. Will always be one game behind everybody naturally because of the week he forgot to submit a Top Shelf pick. And then Chase at 10-13.
Okay, we got to move fast because we got Mina Kimes in the on-deck circle, and then we'll come back with a segment of phone calls to get people locked in via the phone line. So we got to move. So
number one.
Vandy at Tennessee. They'll be in Knoxville tomorrow night at 5 o'clock our time. SEC Network, the Vols favored by 8.5. By the way, the suit has given up. He's pulled the ripcord because he can't even see us riding our bikes, and he's going to let D-Mace pick for him. So
I'm stunned at this. I'm stunned.
He doesn't even care. He doesn't care. He knows he's never going to win.
The Eagle's back.
The Eagle is back. Is he drunk or is he sober? Willie. Vandy getting 8.5.
Man, to me, this is not enough points in reality here. So this has forced my hand. It's forced my hand. But I got to go with them, though. I'll take the Doors. Default position.
You said it forced your hand, but then you still took
it. That made no sense. This is literally, this is just terrible. Vanderbilt should be like a 26.5 point
Tennessee,
underdog, but I'm taking Vanderbilt.
Tennessee should be favored by double digits here, I think.
No, okay.
I guess I'm encouraged that the line's only 8.5, so I'll take the Doors.
Well, just so you know, there is no line out. All basketball lines I make because there is no line. That's out. They'll come out like at midnight tonight. They'll come out in advance.
You mean you did not consult?
No, all these basketball lines I've been doing on my own.
So this is just Darren's blind
thing? I go to KenPom, I crunch the numbers, I go down in the lab,
my optimism is
gone.
I thought you had some book that tells you it's 8.5.
No, I got
to
be honest.
It's not even close to 8.5. It's going to be more like 12.
My numbers have been pretty good. Go check. My numbers have been pretty good. Yeah. Go check.
Hey, Maddox, what do you think the line should be?
Oh, Derek, man. What do you
Roman.
Got?
Hey, give me the Vols. I'm taking the Vols.
You take Tennessee minus 8.5?
Yes.
Okay. I will take Tennessee minus 8.5.
No, you should.
Number
you made the line.
You made the line.
Bengals, Rams, Super Bowl.
The real line
total.
Is going to be about 11 or 12. You'll see.
Okay. Thank you for your input. We need the game total. From the listeners, Rams minus 3.5, Willie.
Rams.
D-Mace.
Rams minus 3.
D-Mace for the suit.
Give me the Bengals.
I've gone back and forth. I can't make up my mind. You know what? I'm going to go Bengals as well. I'm going to go Bengals in the points.
Number 3.
Will there be a 100-yard rusher? Just will there be a 100-yard rusher? No specific names. Yes for 2 points. No for a point. Derek.
Yes.
Mixon?
Yes.
I mean, you don't have to name it, but it's.
But so I think it's yes. Mixon, yes.
You're going to chase the points.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say no. Willie.
No.
Number 4.
More receiving yards, A, Jamar Chase and T. Higgins, that group, B, Cooper Kupp, Odell Beckham Jr. Derek.
Oh, now that's a tough one.
Oh, man. Gosh, that's a tough one. I think Cooper Kupp and OBJ because I think, you know, Mixon is going to – they're going to allow Mixon to carry the load.
Okay. I'm too going with B, Cooper Kupp and Odell Beckham. Willie.
Cooper Kupp did me right the last time we had something like this, so I'm going to go. Of course, it wasn't with Odell, but I'm going to go with Cooper Kupp. I'll go with the Rams.
Okay.
Number five.
Will a field goal or extra point be missed? Yes, 2 points. No, a point. I'm going to go no. Willie.
Yes.
Derek.
I'm with Willie, yes.
Number six.
Be a swing. All right. This is one of the props that's out there. And I took the odds and assessed the points. Jersey number of the first touchdown scored in the game. Under 23.5, the jersey number, for a point. Over 23.5 for 2 points.
Ooh. There's some low numbers on those receiving.
That's why they are. Yeah. That is the favorite.
Okay, so they're saying that's
the jersey number. First touchdown so what, in the game.
23.5
is
the number.
Be
but I'm saying what if Stafford throws the touchdown?
No, it's
touchdown. It's whoever catches it.
Okay.
All so right. It's not a pass. It's whoever crosses the goal line with the ball.
Now, if one of the quarterbacks run it in, they are considered the first touchdown score.
Okay. Yeah.
Right.
So, obviously, the lower numbers are the favorite.
Yeah.
But you got to think about who the running back numbers are, too.
What's
taking
Mixon's number? What's Mixon's
23,
number?
23.
Is it 23?
That's why it's 23.5.
Yeah. I'm going the under.
Yeah, I'm going to go under, too. Oh, that's going to put some pressure on Willie.
Yeah, it is. It is.
The golden carrot,
I'm going to go with my first instinct, though, is under. So I'm going to stay with under.
Okay. Top shelves, Willie.
Top shelf will be nobody will run for 100 yards.
Okay. Derek.
Top shelf is UT.
I'll go Cooper Kupp, Odell Beckham, top shelf. All right, we'll come back. Mina Kimes will join us next here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Rolling along here on this beautiful Friday afternoon in Nashville. Darren McFarland, Willie Donick, Derek Mason here. Let's go out to L.A. Mina Kimes from ESPN has been having a blast at Disneyland covering Super Bowl 56. Us all heard Marcus shooting Spider-Man webs yesterday, so great job by you, Mina. It looks like you guys are having fun out there. The weather has been nice. You've been talking about the Super Bowl. I mean, what's the complaint about, right?
Nothing to complain about other than my arms are a little tired from that Spider-Man ride, but that's about it.
Yeah, how did you do overall?
Well, I beat Marcus Spears, which is the only thing that really matters, quite frankly. He's got the size, but I've got the hand-eye coordination.
We need your help, by the way, since, you know, you do the NFL Live, you're in the NFL circles. We need to get our man D-Mace. We had Warren Moon on earlier, and I lobbied to him because he is in the Hall of Fame. He's in Canton.
Yeah.
But we need help pushing Derek Mason to get to that point. He needs that gold jacket. He needs to be in the Hall of Fame.
I know. It's this time of year where, you know, looking at all the names like, you know, Mason or Ware. Finally got Tony Boselli in. I mean, for years that was one where, you know, it's just so challenging because it's always like, well, who do you take out of this group? How do you order them? And it's tricky always to make a case against any of these guys.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. So what are your thoughts as we sit here on Friday before the Super Bowl? You guys have been talking about it all week. Crew have been doing a great job. You guys will obviously have tons of coverage on Sunday, all coverage today. What do you think sitting here today? Because I feel like every guest we've had on, every time we've talked about it, we kind of like flip-flop every day. Like it's Bengals
really?
One day, it's Rams the next day. We can't make up our damn minds. What do you think?
Well, just purely on a matchup basis, looking at the rosters and how they match up, the Rams should win this game. The advantage in the trenches is simply so significant, you know, the Bengals offensive line versus the Rams pass rush. And the Bengals, you know, I think obviously Joe Burrow, ascendant young quarterback, defense vastly outperforming expectations, extremely well coached, but they've also gotten a little bit lucky at times with turnovers or the lack of turnovers. And, you know, they're the team that sort of outperformed, I would say, their abilities head into this. Now, it's one game. Anyone can win, and it's honestly entirely possible that Matthew Stafford has multiple turnovers. The Rams are 2-4 when he does, by the way, undefeated when he has one or less. But I just think if you look at these rosters, it is hard to pick against the Rams.
Yeah, you're right. If you look at the rosters and you stack them up against one another, it is hard to go against the Rams. They got so many dominant players, especially on the defensive side of the ball, and then they arguably have the best wide receiver in the game in Cooper Kupp. But do you think in all of this, because we've talked a lot about the players this whole week, but Zach Taylor and that coaching staff, they've done a phenomenal job, at least in the playoffs, to when they're down, they make changes within the defense or the offense, and they always seem to push the right buttons. Is that getting lost in all of this?
Well, I think the defensive coaching adjustments have not gotten lost. I mean, I know on Live, we spent almost all week falling all over ourselves to praise what Lou Anarumo did in the second half versus the Chiefs. Very ballsy of him to go with that drop eight, more man coverage, and obviously worked to great effect. And that's something he's done actually a lot this season. Their defense is extremely versatile schematically, and I think they're adaptive as well, and that's a real testament to the coaching. Offensively, candidly, I actually don't think that there have been many great adjustments, but I also think they're hamstrung, Zach Taylor and Brian Callahan, by the fact that their offensive line is so bad. And when you watch the last game in particular, you saw them calling the game as conservatively as possible as a result. Early down runs, screens, just trying to get the ball out of Joe Burrow's hands. So to me, it's going to be interesting to see on that side of football what approach they take against the Rams because, again, they're fully aware, as we are, that they're at a massive disadvantage there.
We're talking to Mina Kimes from ESPN. She'll be part of ESPN Super Bowl 56 coverage live from Disneyland throughout the week. Catch her today on NFL Live at 3 o'clock Central Time with Marcus Spears, Ryan Clark, Dan Orlovsky, and Laura Rutledge. Mina, before we get back to the game, I do have to say I enjoy your coverage, and I did catch you also in one of the great podcasts out there, the Rewatchables, and you one of my favorite movies is The Sandlot, and I just love the breakdown that you guys did on that particular one. We'll have to save that conversation for another day, though.
Thank you. Yeah, one of the all-time great sports movies right there.
No question. So, Mina, you can imagine what it's been like in Nashville for the last couple of weeks as we to continue to go back through the pain, the toughness of being the number one seed and not being able to advance and take advantage of a great regular season. But as you look forward, did the Titans miss their window, or do you think they could get back into position next year, all things considered?
Well, it's really hard to say, especially given what we've seen from these young quarterbacks in the AFC, Burrow, Mahomes, Herbert, and then to come off of a playoff performance where I think a lot of Titans fans probably are pretty disillusioned right now with Ryan Tannehill, especially a performance where the defense was so phenomenal. And I think, coming off of last night with Coach Vrabel winning Coach of the Year, the improvement on that side of the ball was extraordinary. And clearly some of the personnel decisions they've made have really paid off as well. But then when you spin it forward and you kind of consider what Tannehill did, you ask, well, is there a limitation there at quarterback? Financially, it's basically impossible to move on from him. So I think the question the Titans, I'm used to saying Bengals a lot this week, have to face this offseason is, how do we not end up in that scenario with Ryan Tannehill? Are there any improvements that can be made around him in terms of play calling? Is there any aspect of his game that can still improve? We're talking about a quarterback that already took a massive leap when he switched teams. To me, that's the thing that's going to decide ultimately whether or not the Titans can contend again because, it's such a disappointment the way it ended.
No doubt. What are your thoughts looking ahead for Derrick Henry, too? Another thing we've discussed now for a couple of years, of course, is the workload. And you know how running backs, all of a sudden, overnight, maybe they're not quite the same. We're hopeful here, of course, that Derrick Henry can maintain, but you've got the injuries coming off of on top of everything else. Your thoughts there?
Yeah, Derrick Henry has defied kind of conventional logic or what we know about running backs and when they typically peak in their careers based on not just usage but also age. So I'm always hesitant to say, he's going to fall off a cliff next year, or, you know, his production is going to decline, even though it has literally been the case with every running back ever in NFL history. But I would have to think maybe going forward you'd see a little bit more, I don't want to say load management in the NBA sense, but you might see him used a little bit differently. And I will say, as far as the Titans go, it's pretty heartening to see how the running game held up without him, testament to the offensive line as well. So I think, you know, Henry is, of course, the soul, the team, the heartbeat, but there's a way to move forward and kind of manage the decline of his career.
All right, let's end with this, Mina, because I know you've got another interview coming up here. But we do the picks every week, and, of course, with the Super Bowl, we have some fun stuff. So let's just hit you with one. Will a running back run for 100 yards in this game? If you had to guess, yes or no?
I will say yes.
Yes.
I went no top shelf. You guys went yes, though, right?
Yes.
Well, here's why I'll tell you. It's because I think both defenses are going to encourage both offenses to run. I think we're going to see a lot of light boxes on both sides because both defenses would frankly rather face the other side's rushing attacks, which have not been that great.
Mina, we enjoyed the visit. Enjoy your time out there covering the Super Bowl, and we'll talk to you down the road.
Thanks, y'all.
All right, that is Mina Kimes. They're going to have their coverage today. They've been doing it all week on NFL Live. It'll be at 3 o'clock our time. Marcus Spears, Ryan Clark, Dan Orlovsky, and Laura Rutledge. It's a really good show. They've obviously been having a lot of fun out there. Keith, you will be first up. Jump in there. We're going to get your phone calls if you want to get in via the phone. Remember, you will get two top shelves. Sammy Hagar tickets on the line for this week's Pick 6 winner at the Ryman, 615-737-1025. Let's load up those lines. We'll come back and get your calls next. But, Willie, you've got a word about Loan Pronto.
Let's talk Loan Pronto. Your home's value in our listening area is way up. It's valuable. You can put that to use to your advantage right now. You can use the money now with a home equity loan to pay off credit cards or remodel your house, or you can do both of the above. Just call the folks at Loan Pronto right now, and they can convert that home equity into cash in as little as 2 weeks. No cost to you, zero hassle. They'll pay the closing costs for you. We've talked about this for months. If you haven't taken advantage, now is the time. Lots of people are doing this. Here's an example, a local couple that dealt with Loan Pronto. They did a zero-cost cash-out refi. They got a check for $100,000. They used $50,000 to pay off all their credit cards, plus the car loan, took the other $50,000 and upgraded their master bath and kitchen. It was a great move. They locked in a new APR in the twos, and they lowered their total monthly bills by hundreds of dollars. So what are you waiting for? See if Loan Pronto can do something similar for you. Convert that home value into cash and put the money to good use for your future financial success. Do it now, and you can even skip your next two house payments. So there's a short-term, big-time benefit. So call 615-499-5780 or go to loanpronto.com. That's 615-499-5780 or go to loanpronto.com. Equal housing lender, NMLS 166-1781. Subject to lender approval, not all loans apply.
Thank you, John. We happen to agree with you. Text in the word Smashville, speaking of John Hines. Text in the word Smashville right now to our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Text in Smashville. You'll be qualified to win a Stadium Series Predators jersey. Do that right now. That's presented by Blood Assurance. Right now, though, we're taking your calls on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, to get locked into our Pick 6 contest. We have got Sammy Hagar tickets on the line at the Ryman Auditorium. Hello. I would be there, but there's a Preds home game. But Sammy and the Circle will be at the Ryman on Tuesday, March the 8th. Jump in there, get locked in. Remember, you get two top shelves if you call in. Let's start things off with Keith, who's been waiting patiently. Keith, welcome into Pick 6.
Hey, guys. Tickets to the Red Rocker, huh?
That's right. Willie, ask away.
All right, Keith, we're going to start off in Knoxville tomorrow evening on the SEC Network. The Tennessee Vols, by Darren's count, an 8.5-point favorite over the Vanderbilt Commodores. Both teams playing good ball right now.
Well, you know, I'm a Kentucky fan, and Vanderbilt gave us all we wanted a week or so ago. So I'm going to go with Vanderbilt.
Okay.
And the points.
Taking the points. And then, of course, on the horizon, Tennessee versus Kentucky coming up.
Yeah.
Early next week, I believe. Is that next Tuesday?
That's a big
Tuesday
one in Knoxville.
Tuesday or
yep.
Wednesday. Tuesday, I think.
Okay. Next one is straight up in the Super Bowl. Bengals, a 3.5-point dog against the Rams. And we always also need a game total.
Man, I tell you, this is a tough one. I put $10 on the Rams before the season starts to win the Super Bowl. If it wasn't for that, I'd be for the Bengals. But I'm going to have to take the Rams.
Okay.
What were your odds?
8-1. I win $80 at
two. Okay. Win. Okay.
So, good little investment if that works out for you.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
All right.
I'm going to say 49 points.
49. All right. Will there be a 100-yard rusher in this game?
No.
You say no. Yes is for 2 points. Just for people that are listening, you get an extra point if the answer is yes, if you guess yes and it's right.
Yeah, no.
All right, more receiving yards. Jamar Chase and T. Higgins, Cooper Kupp and Odell Beckham Jr.
I'm going to go with Cincinnati's pair.
All right, Chase and Higgins. Will a field goal or extra point be missed in the game? Yes would be 2 points. No would be 1 point.
I'm going to go yes.
You're going to go yes.
Now, if I top shelf that, will that be 4 points?
It would be three.
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 Get an extra point.
Well, I'm going to top shelf that one.
Okay. Take a top shelf with it. All right. Remember, you get two of these. The final question is over, under, number, jersey number, uniform number of the first touchdown score in the game. 23.5 is the over, under.
Ooh.
And you get 2 points. If you go over.
Yeah, I tell you. What is Jamar Chase's number?
Jamar Chase is number one.
Oh. Well, I'm going to go under because I think he'll be the first touchdown.
You're liking Jamar Chase. All right.
I know he did one top shelf. Did he do two?
I did you not. Need, I don't remember what the.
You've got another one.
You've got another one to work with here. You got the Super Bowl. You've got Vanderbilt, Tennessee. You've got the receiving yards.
Let's go with the receiving yards.
Okay, you went with the Bengals guys.
The Bengals, yeah.
Top That's shelf.
Correct.
All right.
That's correct.
You're in.
All right, good
okay,
luck.
Guys.
Have a great weekend, Keith.
Hey, you too. Thanks.
615-737-1025. Let's go to Wayne. You're up next on Pick 6. Welcome in.
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
All right, let's start over in Knoxville tomorrow. Vanderbilt at Tennessee. Tennessee favored by 8.5, according to Darren's book.
Darren's line's too low. I'll take the Vols and top shelf that sucker.
Okay. Bengals versus Rams in the Super Bowl. The Rams are a 3.5-point favorite playing on their home turf.
I'll take the Rams.
Rams. And we need a game total.
55.
Will there be a 100-yard rusher in the game? If you say yes and are right, you get an extra point. It's worth two.
I'll say yes.
You're saying yes. More receiving yards. Which tandem? Jamar Chase and T. Higgins of the Bengals, Cooper Kupp and OBJ for the Rams.
I got to go with Kupp and OBJ.
Okay, choice B. Will a field goal or extra point be missed in the game? If you say yes and you're right, it's worth an extra point.
I'll say yes.
You're going for the extra point. All right, and finally, jersey number of the first touchdown score. Will it be over or under 23.5?
I'm going to go over 23.5.
Over is also worth an extra point. So you're going for the extras.
Got to get those points. And the let's do the 100-yard rusher as the other top shelf.
Got it.
All right, Wayne. Good luck. Have a great weekend.
You too, guys.
Let's go to Jason. You're up next. Welcome into Pick 6.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Doing well. All right. Vanderbilt is an 8.5-point dog at Tennessee.
Give me the Vols. Make that one of my top shelves.
You got the Vols. All right. Bengals against the Rams in the Super Bowl.
Give me the Rams and 68 points.
68 points. Rams minus 3.5.
Jeez.
Will there be a 100-yard rusher in the game?
No.
You say no, that's worth 1 point. Which receiving tandem will have more receiving yards? Chase and Higgins, Cup, Beckham.
Give me Cup and Beckham. Make that my other top shelf.
Cup and Beckham, other top shelf. Will there be a kick missed in the game, field goal or extra point?
Yes.
You say yes, that's worth two. Jersey number of the first touchdown score, over or under 23.5?
Give me over 23.5.
You say over, and that's worth the two.
Yes, sir.
Both top shelves. That's right, right?
We did.
Both top shelves.
Yeah, Vols and Cup and OBJ, correct?
That's right.
Okay, Jason, good luck. Have a great weekend.
Hey, y'all too. Thanks, guys.
The rest of you will get off the air, and if you were unable to get locked in with the two top shelves via the phone line, you can also play along at thegamenashville.com. So keep that in mind. Like I said, Sammy Hagar tickets at the Ryman on the line for this week's Pick 6 winner. We'll come back. We've got our best shots of the week. We'll put a bow on another great week of shows. But first, I'm going to talk to you about my friends at Cool Springs MD. You've heard me talk about them for years because they've been helping me for years, and I was just over there this week yet again. Michelle has been helping me for a long time become healthier and happier. She's improved my quality of life. Dr. Jeffrey Lodge is the board-certified physician over there. His wife, Daphne, is the registered nurse. And their experienced staff can tackle a lot of things with you. They've got a state-of-the-art facility there in Cool Springs at 1642 Westgate Circle. Maybe because of the holidays or the cold weather, you haven't been as active. Maybe you've tacked on some unwanted pounds that you would love to shed. Well, they take weight loss management serious, and they've got programs and products and people that can get you back on track and headed in the right direction. Rejuvenation, your appearance is important. It becomes more challenging as we get older. They can sit down and discuss PRP, hair removal, Botox, and finally, hormone therapy. Have you ever had your levels checked? Do you realize they go down as you age, as you get older? That can affect your drive. It can affect your energy. It can affect your mood. And if that's been going on with you and you're trying to figure out what's been going on, well, talk to them about it. And they can discuss BHRT, testosterone, estrogen. They do it all. If you want to learn everything about them, just go to their website, coolspringsmd.com, or you can always pick up the phone and schedule an appointment or a consultation by dialing this number, 615-283-7291. That's 283-7291. Thank you, Dave. We're rounding third, and we're headed home. Don't forget our show is presented by Creation CBD products, curated for life. But first, we must get in our best shots of the week. Let's bring in Ross Tucker.
I think the Rams will win, but I love the Bengals and the points. I think it's going to be an awesome, close field goal game. So I'll take the Rams outright, but love the Bengals getting the 4.5.
St. Foster is with us.
Well, you know what? I really like what the Bengals have been able to do. You know, I'm always for the underdogs, and you know, I'm not an LSU fan, but you know, having Joe Burrow and Jamar Chase out there doing their thing, you know, but I really do love the core group that the Rams have as well. And so I'm to say who's going to win, I got to pick the Rams. It's going to be hard. When you got the defense that they have, it's defense wins championships, and so I really believe that they're gonna pull it out.
B.S.P. Weber.
I'm going to go with my heart here. I want Dan Hoard to be able to announce a Super Bowl winner. He's the voice of the Cincinnati Bengals, young man I have known for a very, very long time, and maybe that means he's no longer young, but he's younger than I am, so I will stick with that. The Rams story is a great one. But they seem to me that defense can be awesome and it can also be awful. They're very inconsistent. And can they outscore whatever problems if the defense isn't good that day? I'd just as soon see Joe Burrow, who endured all those sacks, and they cut him down greatly in the conference championship game. I want to see him really come to the fore and give my spouse a little bit more trouble about letting him get away from Ohio State.
Having a great conversation with Matt Hasselbeck. I'm going to sneak in one more because it'll bring it back to your crew that we're going to be watching on Sunday. One of my favorite things you guys did, you talked about your system of calling the checks on the line, right? And notifying the offensive linemen of the blocking scheme and things like that. And you use the code names of the players' wives' names, right? That was the check.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, we try to look for ungoogleable things.
Now everything is Google.
One of the things is, like, if we're going screen left, it would be Landon Hutchinson, Steve Hutchinson's our left guard. If it were going right, you know, it would be another name. It might be Sarah, the name of the offensive lineman. And so we all knew it. And there's no chance the defense knows that. But there's a lot of there's cities, West Coast, East Coast. You know, there's all kinds of little tricks that you use in the playbook. And we love to go with the ungoogleable terms is kind of how we use the term.
So let's bring in a Hall of Fame quarterback, Warren Moon. You know, we need to get him in that gold jacket. So maybe if you could spread the word and get our D-Mace. You know, like, I think he needs a little bit fair shake in the Hall of Fame. It's something we've talked about a lot. We know you've got pull, but we just thought we'd drop that in your lap before we get started.
Yeah, we'll put on a little PR campaign for him. We'll see what we can do. I'll talk to John McClain today when I see him, and we'll get the thing rolling.
This is what I can guarantee, Warren. If you were throwing to Derek, he would be in the Hall of Fame with you. There's no doubt about it. If he had you as his quarterback throughout his career.
Well, if I was throwing to him, I'd have a Super Bowl ring on my finger, too. You know? That's kind of how that works. You know, another guy I want to try and get in here is Steve McNair.
Absolutely.
I think he deserves to be in here along with Derek.
That's a really, really good suggestion. So when you look at these quarterbacks.
So you drink more milk than you do water.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I drink more milk than anything.
You got to switch that, man. You got to drink more water than milk.
Like, we usually buy, like, 3 to 4 gallons of milk just because I rifle through it so much.
Man, what is wrong with you?
Because if we just bought one or two, like, we'd be at the grocery store every other day. Yeah, no, I drink a lot of milk. I do.
Don't you know that I believe this is, and correct me if I'm wrong, any one of y'all or our listeners, I think we are the only species that drinks someone else's milk. We are the only.
I had never thought about
that. I don't think I've.
Yeah, we are the only.
Huh.
So, I'm just
makes
saying.
Sense.
Yeah. I guess it does.
The only species.
I don't think I've really thought about that, but.
Yeah. I mean, we don't see any animals going to the grocery store to pick up 2%.
Yeah. Derek, milk does the body good, man. Come on. No reason to hate on milk.
I'm not hating on. Well, yeah, I am hating on milk.
You are. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm just not a milk guy, man. I'm just.
It's a lot of milk.
Yeah,
there.
A lot of milk, Darren.
Keeping a lot of farms in business.
And skim milk is still the same. I know it's watered down a little bit.
No,
still the same.
It's not the same.
Just
it's
thinking about that much milk makes my stomach.
Absolutely. Oh, yes. That's what I'm talking about, Darren. It's just. Yeah. Okay.
I watched a movie. I was flipping through HBO, and it was 21 again, or so. I don't know what I got to go back, and I don't remember the name of it. And they were trying to get to the top floor of this basically fraternity house, and they had to go through all these drinking stages. And one of the stages was drinking a gallon of milk.
Ooh.
Like even that, like ugh. Made me. Ooh. You know, I was like, who would chug a gallon of milk? Like, that's excessive.
As a kid, yes.
A gallon?
I mean, as a kid, you do stupid stuff, and your friends
challenge
you. I'm not
sure that can physically be
you
done.
Try to.
Say,
you would
I
try
so
to, yes. You would try.
Like, when you throw up, I mean, I can't imagine that you could pull that off.
I honestly, there's a story in a book that I read as a kid, Bill Lee, the spaceman, famous left-handed pitcher for the Red Sox, who had just a crazy view on life. Character of the game, they said they used to play that in the minor league dugout or wherever, one of his stops along his journey, but you had a time limit. And so you had to drink a gallon of milk in a certain amount of time. I can't remember if it was 10 minutes or something, but he said it physically could not be done. So a guy would try it, and if you know, they would offer a certain amount of money if you could pull it off, but everybody that tried it, it ended bad.
Stomach,
it ended
man.
Bad.
It's just that's just awful. Man, Darren, stop it.
Yeah.
The movie was 21 and over.
It was?
21 and over, yeah.
Oh, I saw that movie. Yes, it's with, what's the kid's name?
Miles Teller.
Is that his name?
Yeah, he was the guy that was in the movie where they were moving the arms, they were moving the guns to the Middle East from the
U.S.
Yes. Uh-huh. He was in that.
Okay.
Remember, he was But yeah, he was in, that was the recognizable. That was one of the guys that I, or actors that I recognized. Man, but yeah, they were doing milk shots. They were guzzling a gallon. Like
that's
that was,
a lot of milk shots.
Yeah, that's a lot of them. Yeah.
That's a lot. Derrick Henry has been making his rounds on Radio Row today at Super Bowl 56 in Los Angeles, and apparently he's getting asked a lot about Ryan Tannehill.
No way.
I know.
People actually asked him about Ryan Tannehill?
What do you think he's supposed to say?
Well, this was his quote that's making the rounds. As much as you want to try and blame him, you can blame me. So, of course, he has decided to fall on the grenade.
You know, I never understand, and I know why guys do it. I get it, but don't blame yourself if you're not to blame. Like, don't just take on the blame and you have no blame in it. I've never understood that. I mean, you know, yeah, I'm the blame. Well, for what, Derek? What are you that you got hurt? That you came back early and they decided to give you the ball 20 times?
Did he come back early, though?
He didn't look like the same Derrick Henry. That's just, you know. So whether you want to take that as him coming back early or what, I just don't understand why he's blaming himself.
I always like a guy that will wear it, though. He'll take it. We know why he's doing it, and it's probably
there's a
good, classy move to do.
What do you want him to say, Derek? How do you want him to answer that?
Just say, I don't blame the quarterback.
Yeah.
All the blame is not on the quarterback.
It's a team game.
It's a team game. We're all,
blame,
blah, we're all blah, blah. Yes, but to say, because it's not genuine. It's not.
It sells better.
Exactly,
but it's
not genuine because nobody else blames you. Well, Darren does a little.
Well, I did bring to light like he didn't have a great game.
Yes, you did.
There's a couple short yardage plays that he gets 9 out of 10 times in the regular season, and he got stopped. He wasn't quite the same, but I think everybody understands that maybe they were asking a little too much.
But I think it's just a politically correct thing to say. Mm-hmm. Oh, I blame myself, and everybody's looking like, nah. I mean, considering what you've been through and how many games you missed and a plate in your foot, I'm not blaming you. You didn't fumble. You didn't drop a pass. You scored a touchdown. You did what you can do. I blame the coaching staff for giving you too many carries, but that's not on Derrick Henry.
You started off the show praising the coaching staff, and then you finished the show crushing them the second half of the show. Well, this is about the coaches, the staff, and then by the end of the show, you've just been trashing them.
Yeah, I mean, but I did specifically say that, you know, when the head coach get the reward, it should be a coaching staff award. But I do blame the head coach for not recognizing, or maybe he did, but not recognizing that, hey, your player just came back. Don't run him 20 times a game. Let the other guy, you know, come in and do his job and then spell him. Don't make Derek the guy. Make Foreman the guy, and then Derek comes in. I guarantee you Derek would have played more in the fourth quarter.
And to your credit, you did say this the week of the game, before the game was played. You were saying that. I was a little bit more of the, if he's ready, he's ready.
Me too. Like, if he's clear, he's clear.
You know, I was tempering, you know, seeing how it unfolds during the game. And to me, that's maybe the criticism, if you want to cut it a little thinner, is as the game progressed, it was clear that, it looked clear to me that he didn't quite have the burst. You're hoping he finds it as the game goes along. But there might have been a decision going, you know what, the other guy looks pretty fresh. He's looking good. Let's work him in a little bit more of the time.
Zach from Mount Juliet on our text line said he didn't think Henry is blaming himself. He think he's just saying he's as much to blame as Tannehill, and it doesn't fall on one person.
He's not as much to blame. I get the whole, you know, fall on the sword and team thing. I've done it when I did it while I was playing. But it's just like I'm not buying it. I'm just not, you know.
By the way, we've gotten a lot of texts. The movie is War Dogs. That's exactly the movie I was thinking of. War Dogs, yeah. That he was the guy that was very uncomfortable with what they were doing. That was Miles Taylor. So good stuff. Yeah. Good stuff. We'll react to all this. It's going to be a great sports weekend. We talked about Tennessee and Vanderbilt, the Predators game, and, of course, Super Bowl 56. So we will have no shortage of topics to begin the week next week starting at 10 a.m. So enjoy your weekend. Have a great weekend. Continue to be safe. And we will indeed talk to you Monday morning at 10 o'clock. Stay tuned. Stillman & Company is next.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Recently, our company softball team lost the big game by one run. Then Dale tried to console us with the quote, "Winning isn't everything." Dale's a loser. I play to win. Like early payout from Bet365. If my team goes up big, I get paid out instantly, even if they blow the lead later.
Sound familiar, Dale?
Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.